I'm often surprised to hear the amount of variability in retention protocols used by different orthodontists, both in terms of duration and choice of appliance. When developing the rationale for the retention protocols that you use with your patients, how often do you include cost as part of the consideration? Let me share with you the findings from a recent study titled A Cost Minimization Analysis of an RCT of Three Retention Methods by researchers from the University of Malmö in Sweden to help you make an informed decision for your practice. The aim of this paper was to reanalyze the data from a previously published randomized controlled trial of the effectiveness of three methods of retention, now to focus on the financial aspects of providing treatment via a cost minimization study. It's important to note that this earlier study found that the three protocols described all were equally effective after a period of 2 years. The study sample consisted of 75 Class 1 crowded patients, 45 of which were female, all less than 20 years in age with normal transverse and vertical skeletal relationships. All patients were treated orthodontically with the extraction of four premolars. Following treatment, patients were randomly assigned to one of three retention protocols. The first consisted of a maxillary vacuum form retainer in combination with a mandibular lingual retainer bonded to the canines. The second protocol also had a vacuum form retainer for the upper arch with only interproximal stripping of the mandibular incisors. And the third group was given a prefabricated positioner. Patients were told to wear the retainer for 2 days of full-time wear, then nightly for the first year, followed by wear every other night for the second post-treatment year. Using an extremely detailed schedule of expenses for each protocol, which included everything from the alginate for the impressions to the time missed from school or work for appointments, both the direct and indirect costs were calculated. Using data from the patient records, the costs associated with unscheduled visits were also determined. So what were the results? Well, the researchers found that the vacuum-formed lingual-bonded retention protocol group had the highest combined direct and indirect costs, while the costs for the positioner group were the least. The vacuum-formed lingual-bonded group also had the greatest number of unscheduled visits and associated costs, which made it significantly less cost-effective compared to the other groups. It would be interesting to see this study repeated in North America, as from my viewpoint, some of the costs assigned to the specific clinical procedures and materials would be significantly different. However, the study does highlight the greater number of unscheduled visits and clinical time required for bonded lingual retainers compared to removable forms of retention. You can find the complete article by Tynelius et al., including the details of the costs specific to each retention protocol used in the August 2014 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.